the output mindset. Why every language task requires a different way of thinking. By Gabriella Kuala. Language professionals usually describe their work through broad labels: translation, localization, proofreading, revision, transcreation, post-editing. These labels are useful because they help clients identify the service they need and help project managers organize workflows. But they can also hide an important reality. Not every language task asks us to think in the same way. The source language may be the same, the target language may be the same, and the professional may even be the same person. But the expected output is different. And when the expected output changes, the professional mindset should change too. This is not only a linguistic issue. It is also a business issue. Every language task exists inside a workflow, a purpose, a risk environment, and a client expectation. The question then is not only, how should I translate this? A better question is, what kind of output is this task supposed to produce? And what mindset does that output require? From source text thinking to output thinking. Translation scholarship has long challenged the idea that translation should be judged only by literal equivalence to the source. In functionalist approaches, and especially in Scopo's theory, purpose plays a central role in translation decisions. In simplified terms, it asks us to consider what the target text is supposed to do in its new context, for its intended readers, and under its specific conditions of use. That means that the source text is not the only factor guiding the professional decision. Purpose, audience, medium, constraints, and function also shape the output. This functional view is also connected to Rice's text typological approach, which links translation strategy to text function. Rice's framework is commonly discussed through categories such as informative, expressive, and operative texts. Informative texts prioritize the communication of content, expressive texts foreground form or aesthetic expression, and operative texts aim to produce a response from the reader. For language professionals, this matters because it confirms something we see every day in practice. A text that mainly informs, a text that persuades, and a text that represents an official record do not require the same professional behavior. The industry has developed similar thinking through quality frameworks and standards. The TAS Dynamic Quality Framework treats translation quality as dynamic because quality requirements vary according to content type, purpose, audience, and communicative context. ISO 17100 sets requirements for professional translation services, including resources, competences, project specifications, translation, revision, review, proofreading, and project management. ISO 18587 specifically defines requirements for the process of full human post-editing of machine translation output and for post-editor competences. These references do not use the expression output mindset, but they support the same underlying idea. Quality, workflow, competence, and review criteria are not neutral or universal. They depend on the task and on the expected result. This is where an output mindset becomes useful. The professional begins with the expected result. Who will use it? Why they need it? What will happen if it fails? What level of intervention is appropriate? What constraints apply? And what business value the text is supposed to create or protect? One profession, many outputs. The language industry relies on word counts, match rates, hourly estimates, and productivity assumptions. These are useful for planning, but they do not tell the whole story. A 200-word certified translation can carry more administrative responsibility than a 1,000-word internal memo. A 20-character app string may require more context and decision-making than a full paragraph. A scientific abstract may require more intellectual caution than a promotional caption. A slogan may need more strategic thinking than a product description. Volume matters, but output matters more. Table 1 is not just a typology exercise. It has direct business implications. If the output is misunderstood, the quote may be wrong, the timeline may be unrealistic, the review criteria may be inconsistent, and the client relationship may suffer. A linguist who treats every task as just translation may deliver a grammatically correct text that fails the business purpose. Certified translation, the mindset of acceptability and responsibility. Certified translation is often perceived as simple because many documents look short or repetitive. Birth certificates, marriage certificates, diplomas, transcripts, legal extracts, administrative records. But the required mindset is not simple. It is procedural. In certified translation, the output is not only a text in another language. It is a document intended for official use in an administrative, legal, immigration, educational, or institutional context. The client may not be buying elegance. They are buying completeness, reliability, and acceptability. The American Translators Association explains that a certification statement should include a statement of the translator's qualifications, a statement affirming the completeness and accuracy of the document, identification of the translated document and language, and the translator's name, signature, and date. This is why the certified translation mindset is different from a marketing or user experience, UX mindset. It requires attention to names, dates, stamps, signatures, handwritten elements, missing text, illegible portions, formatting choices, and the expectations of the receiving authority. Requirements differ by country, institution, and end user, so there is no single universal certified translation model that applies everywhere. But the general professional mindset is stable. The translation must be complete, defensible, and suitable for official use. From a business perspective, this means certified translation should not be scoped only by word count, document condition, legibility, layout, certification requirements, delivery method, and possible follow-up all affect the work. A small document may still carry high responsibility. General translation, the mindset of meaning transfer. General translation is one of the broadest and least clearly defined categories in the industry. It may include internal documents, correspondence, informational pages, reports, brochures, training materials, or non-specialized content. The expected output is usually a readable and accurate target language version of the source. Here, the mindset is one of control transfer. Preserve meaning, intent, and tone while producing a text that reads naturally in the target language. The risk is that general can be misunderstood as easy or low value. In reality, a so-called general text can contain legal phrasing, technical references, cultural assumptions, brand-sensitive language, or internal business terminology. A company memo may contain human resources implications. A simple product description may influence buying decisions. A supplier communication may affect trust. A general translation may not require the same procedural rigidity as certified translation or the same level of creative adaptation as transcreation, but still requires judgment. For business clients and project managers, the right question is not, is this general? But what will this translation be used for? Internal understanding, publication, client communication, compliance review, onboarding, training, search engine optimization, and support all create different expectations. The more visible and consequential the output, the more the translator needs context, terminology, and clarity about the expected level of polish. Scientific proofreading. The mindset of respectful intervention. Scientific proofreading is not making English sound nicer. It is a specialized intervention in research communication. The expected output is a clearer, more readable, publication-ready manuscript that preserves the researcher's meaning, data, argument, terminology, and disciplinary caution. The proofreader may improve grammar, syntax, transitions, consistency, academic tone, and readability, but should not change the scientific claim, invent interpretation, overstate results, or erase the author's voice. This is where mindset matters deeply. A marketing mindset would be dangerous in a scientific paper. A scientific sentence may need to remain cautious, qualified, and precise. The results suggest a possible association should not become the results prove a strong relationship. May contribute to should not automatically become will improve. In research writing, clarity is valuable, but accuracy and intellectual honesty are non-negotiable. The business value of scientific proofreading is easily misunderstood. The value is not only fewer grammar mistakes. It is reduced friction between the manuscript and the expectations of journals, reviewers, editors, and readers. Researchers need support that improves readability while respecting the research. The professional mindset is therefore one of humility and precision. Improve the text, but do not take ownership of the science. For language service businesses, this also means that scientific proofreading should be briefed, quoted, and reviewed differently from marketing editing or general proofreading. App localization, the mindset of product use. App localization can be underestimated because strings are short. But short does not mean simple. A button label, onboarding message, error notification, empty state, Permission prompt or settings menu item is not an isolated sentence. It is part of a product experience. The user sees it at a specific moment, after a specific action, on a specific screen, usually with limited space and limited patience. The localized string must fit the interface, respect terminology, guide action, and sound natural. In app localization, context is not optional. It is operational. A string such as continue, save, try again, or review may have several possible translations depending on the product flow. Without screenshots, character limits, placeholders, variables, user journey information, and style guidance, the linguist is forced to guess. Guessing creates inconsistency, review loops, and user confusion. The output mindset for app localization is therefore product-centered. The question is not only what does this mean, but what does the user need to understand or do here? From a business perspective, app localization can affect onboarding, activation, conversion, retention, support volume, accessibility, and trust. A localized interface that sounds unclear or inconsistent may make the product feel unreliable, even when the underlying technology works well. For companies, this means that good localization is not a final cosmetic layer. It is part of product quality. Marketing localization, the mindset of relevance. Marketing localization requires more than linguistic correctness. The expected output must speak to a specific audience in a specific market while remaining aligned with the brand. Here, the source text is not only a set of words to be transferred, it is a strategic message to be re-expressed. The professional must consider tone, cultural references, buying motivations, emotional triggers, market expectations, channel constraints, and the commercial role of the text. This does not mean changing everything. It means understanding what must remain stable and what must adapt. Product claims, legal statements, positioning, brand promises, and campaign objectives may be fixed. Idioms, examples, rhythm, calls to action, social media phrasing, and emotional framing may need localization. The risk is producing copy that is correct but commercially weak. It may pass a bilingual review but still fail to sound like something a real customer would read, trust, or act on. For business clients, marketing localization is connected to performance. It can influence engagement, clicks, conversions, brand perception, and customer trust. The mindset must therefore combine linguistic skill with market awareness. A translator working on marketing content is not only transferring meaning, they are protecting the brand's ability to connect with people in another market. Transcreation, the mindset of impact. Transcreation goes one step further. The expected output is not a translated text, but a recreated message designed to produce a comparable effect. This is especially relevant for slogans, campaigns, social media posts, launch copy, video scripts, headlines, employer branding content, and emotionally driven copy. The professional may move further away from the source wording to preserve the strategic intent. The transcreation mindset is not, how close can I stay? But what must this make the target audience feel, understand, or do? That requires a different brief. A transcreator needs to know the campaign objective, target persona, brand voice, market position, forbidden claims, visual context, approval process, and success criteria. Without this information, the professional is asked to be creative without strategy. The business value of transcreation is impact protection. The brand has invested in a message, a campaign, and an intended response. Transcreation helps that message survive market transfer. This is why transcreation should not be bought, priced, or reviewed as ordinary translation. It involves linguistic skill, cultural judgment, copywriting instincts, and strategic restraint. The best transcreation is not necessarily the most creative version. It is the version that works for the audience while remaining true to the business objective. MTPE, the mindset of control correction. Machine translation post-editing, MTPE, is sometimes treated as a cheaper version of translation. That is a mistake. ISO 18587 defines requirements for the process of full human post-editing of machine translation output and for post-editor competences. MTPE is not one uniform task. It can vary dramatically depending on machine translation output, language pair, domain, source quality, terminology requirements, risk level, and expected final quality. The MTPE mindset is diagnostic. Before editing, the professional must assess whether the MTA output is usable, what types of errors are present, and whether the expected quality threshold is realistic within the assigned time and price. A high-quality MTA output and repetitive technical documentation may be efficient to post-edit. A poor MTA output in legal, medical, creative, or context-heavy content may be slower and riskier than translating from scratch. The business risk is false economy. If MTPE is scoped badly, everyone loses. The client receives inconsistent quality, the linguist spends unpaid time repairing systemic errors, and the project manager faces review escalations. MTPE requires clear instructions, light or full post-editing, target quality level, terminology expectations, style expectations, reference materials, and escalation rules. Without these, MTPE becomes neither efficient nor fair. Revision and LQA. The mindset of criteria, not taste. Revision, review, and LQA require another mindset. The professional is not producing the first target text. They are evaluating or improving an existing one. ISO 17100 is relevant here because it defines translation service requirements that include competences and process stages such as revision. In practice, the key principle is that reviews should be guided by agreed specifications, not by personal preference. This is where many localization workflows become inefficient. A reviewer may change correct wording because they prefer another formulation. A translator may reject feedback because it feels subjective or inconsistent. A project manager may receive conflicting opinions and have to mediate. The problem is not always competence. It is sometimes mindset. LQA and revision require criteria-based judgment. What is an actual error? What affects meaning, usability, terminology, compliance, brand voice, or consistency? The business value of good review is not more changes. It is better quality decisions. Reviewers need the right brief, the right criteria, and the discipline to separate errors from preferences. Otherwise, review becomes a loop of subjective rights that increases cost, delays delivery, and weakens trust between clients, PMs, translators, and reviewers. The business case for the output mindset. The output mindset can improve the entire language service workflow. For clients, it helps define what they are actually buying. For PMs, it improves briefing, quoting, scheduling, and reviewer alignment. For linguists, it clarifies decision-making and protects professional value. For reviewers, it creates fairer quality evaluation. For companies, it connects language work to business outcomes. This business-centered view is also supported by NIMSI's industry analysis. In an article on localization value, NIMSI explains that localization market intelligence feeds directly into product development, marketing strategy, and revenue optimization. In another article on customer-centric localization, NIMSI connects localization impact to user experience, customer engagement, business growth, and the need to prove value inside organizations. These questions and table may second look simple, but they are frequently missing. And when they are missing, professionals are left to guess the mindset of the task. That guessing has a cost. Slower production, weaker quality, more review conflict, lower trust. And sometimes a final text that does not serve its purpose. From word count to value count. The language industry still needs operational metrics. They help plan capacity and cost. But they should not be mistaken for value. The value of language work is not determined only by volume. It is determined by output, risk, expertise, consequence, and business purpose. This is especially important in a market increasingly shaped by MT and AI-assisted workflows. If language work is presented only as word processing, it becomes easier to commoditize. If it is framed as output design, quality risk management, communication strategy, and user experience, its business value becomes clearer. This does not mean that every task should become expensive or complex. It means that every task should be understood correctly before it is scoped, priced, assigned, reviewed, or judged. A certified translation protects administrative usability. A scientific proofreading assignment protects clarity and credibility. An app localization task protects product experience. A marketing localization project protects relevance and brand trust. A transcreation assignment protects impact. An MTPE workflow protects efficiency only when the raw output and specifications make efficiency realistic. A review task protects quality only when the reviewer applies criteria rather than taste. The task defines the mindset. Language professionals do not need one mindset. They need professional range. But they should not enter each task with the same assumptions. A certified translation asks for responsibility. A general translation asks for meaning transfer. A scientific manuscript asks for respectful precision. An app asks for product thinking. Marketing localization asks for relevance. Transcreation asks for impact. MTP asks for diagnostic discipline. Revision and LQA ask for criteria-based judgment. The source text matters, of course, but the task is not defined only by the source. It is defined by the expected output. Perhaps one of the most important shifts our industry needs is to stop asking only how many words a task contains and start asking what kind of thinking the output deserves. This article was written by Gabriella Koala. She is a certified bilingual translator, localization vendor, and founder of Beyond Words Linguistic Services, the first Algeria-based localization agency dedicated to research content. She co-hosts the podcast PM vs. Vendor, Team Play for Success. This article was written by Cameron Rasmussen. He is senior writer and editor for Multilingual Media.